from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a Camden County woman is accused of hiring someone to kill a Philadelphia police officer she dated, as well as his 19-year-old daughter.
Jacqueline DiOrio of Runnymede faces charges that include two counts of first-degree attempted murder. Police say she handed over $500 cash as a down payment on $12,000 to off her 57-year-old ex-boyfriend and his 19-year-old daughter. Investigators say the 26-year-old DiOrio connected with the purported killer, a police informant, on the dating app Tinder last week ahead of her arrest Friday. The targeted officer told police DiOrio was his barber before they dated, breaking up last month. Erin Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The Middletown School Board has approved a tax hike that will help keep three schools open that had been slated to close due to budget issues. Last night, the board gave its initial approval to a tax hike of 10.1%. The board bypassed a proposed 5.88% proposed hike for fear it would not be a long-term solution to the budget problem. The original plan called for the closing of Leonardo and Navisink Elementary Schools and transferring those students to the new Bayshore Elementary School. The idea of a tax hike drew vocal criticism from parents, where they complained that the board needs to find another way to keep the schools open. A final vote is expected April 30th. The family of a 14-year-old from Saddlebrook that was fatally shot in the West Bank Sunday is demanding a federal investigation into the matter. Amer Mohammed Sada Rabi was visiting his father when he and two other teens were killed by Israeli soldiers. Here is the boy's uncle.
They just shot them in cold blood.
The Israel Defense Forces identify the teens as terrorists, saying they were throwing rocks at people driving on a highway. Well, despite the chilly temperatures, and it was about 45 degrees, it was a great night in Lakewood, where the Jersey Shore Blue Claws opened their season at Shoretown Ballpark with a victory over the Aberdeen Ironbirds 8-3. Plus, there was fireworks. This year marks the Blue Claws' 25th anniversary, and the team will mark that occasion with a special jersey during their June 15th game. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:08 now. New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Don't be surprised by how cold it is out there. It feels like a wintry morning with temperatures mainly below freezing, 20s and 30s on the thermometer this morning. We'll see highs today around 50. Little better than yesterday, especially as the wind lightens up. It'll be sunny and dry. Increasing clouds tonight, chilly low temperatures in the mid-30s. Tomorrow turning mostly cloudy, highs lower 50s, a dry start. Showers arrive midday through the afternoon, and we'll see steadier, heavier rain moving in on Friday. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Right now, Orange 30 degrees. It's 29 in Hillsboro. Toms River 31. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. You can download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.